The song depicts the story of when a mule is brought into a coal mine, when it's young and healthy and is able to see, and it spends its whole life under the ground in the dark, and soon loses the power of sight. And this was the song that the fiddle player sang in the days before the Orange Blossom Special was famous. Thank you. All right, we'll do the Orange Blossom Special for you to see how it sounds.
Now, we're going to take a break, miraculously. Our sound men deserve a break, don't you think? They haven't had a hot meal, and I don't know when, and so they want to go get a hot meal. So you want to be back in your seats a little before 7:30. So until then, you all go down and eat with the craft, with the food sellers. Got some good vittles down there. Some cornbread, and some collard greens, and perlow, and chicken and dumplings, and fried chicken, and ham biscuits. You name it. Indian fry bread. Go get some. And pick up the trash around you, will you? Yeah, but that's nice of you. Leave it better than you found it. Of you went down to have some supper. Well, not enough of you. My goodness, what's the matter with you? They aren't really. Well, I bet you could have had some chicken and dumplings and some hopping john. I bet you. Well, I'll give you a piece of my orange. I tell you, we can believe in miracles around here, can't we? Because there came the rain, and look, it's fared off. I think I see some blue sky, and everything's going to be lovely from now on. I want you to remember that the program goes through tomorrow afternoon. We'll be back here in the morning at 10 o'clock with more goodies for you on the program. Remember that the bathrooms are up the hill in front of the administration building. That's the nearest. There's plenty good room up there. Please don't come back here because we have enough participants to gum up the works back here. And it's pretty muddy down here. If you don't want to have to wash your feet tonight, don't get right down there. But let's begin. I can't think of a better way to begin the program than with a group of brothers that we have loved and admired for some little time now. Once they were the four Peyton brothers. One of them has parted company, and so now it's the three Peyton brothers. And boy, they are talented and good looking. And they don't want to be identified just with bluegrass, not at all. They'd rather lean toward the folk. So let's welcome the three Peyton brothers from Jacksonville. See what I told you? Aren't they good looking?
That's the best part of the introduction. I like that.
Mama said, don't go near that river. Don't be hanging round old Catfish John. Come the morning, I'd always be there, walking in his footsteps in that sweet Delta dawn. Take me back to another morning, to a time so long ago, where the sweet magnolia blossoms, cotton fields as white as snow. Mama said, don't go near that river. Don't be hanging round old Catfish John. the morning I'd always be there, walking in his footsteps in that sweet Delta dawn. Catfish John was a river hobo, lived and died by the river's bend. Looking back, I still remember I was proud to be his friend. Mama said, don't go near that river, don't be hanging round old Catfish John. Come the morning, I'd always be there, walking in his footsteps in that sweet Delta dawn. Born a slave in the town of Vicksburg, traded for a chestnut mare. But he never spoke in anger, though his load was hard to bear. Mama said, don't go near that river, don't be hanging round old Catfish John. Come the morning, I'd always be there, walking in his footsteps in that sweet Delta dawn. Walking in his footsteps in that sweet Delta dawn.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, we're going to bring out that banjo. We thought we'd start off without it, but only one song. Then we'll let Mike play some of it. We'd like to say a special welcome to our part of the show here. And say, as always, we're having a great time at the Florida Folk Festival. This is one of the highlights of our year. We look forward to this. We've been here for, I think, 4 years now. Cousin Thelma was saying we're a trio as opposed to a four-piece group that we were last trip here. We've gone through lots of changes in the last year. We broke up entirely. I went back to law school in Oklahoma, and after 6 weeks, I decided that for the second time I dropped out of law school, decided I wanted to play music instead. But you say, while I was out there, I met a fella.
Since he's been to law school, he talks more than ever, so he's going to have to bear with him.
It's a good thing I didn't stay there for very long.
That's right.
I met a fella out there in Norman, Oklahoma, and songwriter. We're going to do one of his tunes. His name is John Hadley. He teaches out there. He's an art instructor. He wrote this tune called The Blue Light. Here you go.
Punch that alarm clock by the wedding picture. I'd roll back over if I were richer. Get a cup of coffee, button up my shirt. Get a little kiss from the wife and kids and off to work. Punch that time clock like you pull a trigger. I'd punch my line boss if I were bigger. Try to keep my hands up where the wheels won't spin. And I think I see a soft blue light at the end of this tunnel I'm in. I'm going down to that blue light, where the music plays all night, where my friends say I'm all right. I'm going down, 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 down to that blue light. I got home late last night, sneaking in on bare feet. I found my suitcase out in the wet street, with my army medals and my field and stream. I woke the little wife and said, hey dear, what does this mean? She said, see that fellow in the bathroom mirror. Tomorrow morning, well, he better not be here. She didn't even ask me where the heck I'd been. I think she did us all blue light at the end of this tunnel I'm in. I'm going down to that blue light, where the music plays all night, where my friends say I'm all right. I'm going down, 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 down to that blue light.
cause I went to see a Sawbones. He gave me 2 pills of bills that make out your will. I took out a big loan. Said living that hard life is a mortal sin. And I think I see a soft blue light in the end of this tunnel you're in. I'm going down to that blue light where the angels sing all night. Where my friends say I'm all right. I'm going down, 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 down to that blue light. I'm going down, 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 down to that blue light.
Thank you. Thank you. We're going to have our younger brother Lee pick up a guitar and do what we can all do a little bit of lead singing on, swap it around in the middle of this one. This is a tune I'm sure you'll all recognize. This was a giant hit record, and you don't hear a lot of hit songs at folk festivals. I think this is appropriate. It was written by a fellow who's a folk artist, many times honored as one of the great folk artists in America. His name is John Hartford. It's amazing to me. John Hartford writes about as non-commercial music as anybody can, and yet he stumbled into one of the biggest hits, as I said, of all time. We're going to do our arrangement of his song. It's knowing that your door is always open and your path is free to walk. That makes me tend to leave my sleeping bag rolled up and stashed behind your couch. And it's knowing I'm not shackled by forgotten words and bonds and the ink stains that have dried upon some line. That keeps you in the back roads by the rivers of my memory, keeps you ever gentle on my mind. It's not clinging to the rocks and ivy planted on their columns now that binds me, nor something that somebody said because they thought we fit together walking. It's knowing that the world will not be cursing or forgiving when I walk along some railroad track and find that you're walking on the back roads by the rivers of my memory, and for hours you're just gentle on my mind. Come between us, and some other woman crying to her mother, cause she turned and I was gone. Well, I still might run in silence, tears of joy might stain my face, and the summer sun might burn me till I'm blind. But not to where I cannot see you walking on the back road by the rivers flowing gentle on my mind. Well, I dip my cup of soup back from the gurgling, crackling cauldron in some train yard. My beard erupted in coal pile and a dirty hat put low across my face. Through cupped hands or out the tin can, I pretend to hold you to my breast and fight. That you're waving from the back roads by the rivers of my memory, ever smiling, ever gentle on my mind. On my mind. On my mind.
Thank you.
Thank you. About 2 years ago, we mentioned the name of the man that wrote this song. At that time, we knew very little about him until we started talking to Cousin Thelma, and she clued us in a little bit on Bascom Lamar Lunsford, another great in American folk music. And if you've never heard of the man, he for many years ran a festival in Asheville, North Carolina, one of the most famous festivals in the country. Done a lot for folk and bluegrass music, but probably his biggest contribution is this song we're going to do. And you're all going to recognize the tune, so clap your hands and sing along if you know the chorus. The song by Bascom Lamar Lunsford.
Down the road just from me, there's an old holly tree where you lay down a dollar or two. You go around the bend and you come back again for a jug of that good old Mountain Dew. Well, they call it that good old Mountain Dew, and in that refuse it are few. I'll hush up my mug if you fill up my jug with that good old Mountain Dew. Well, my Uncle Bill's got a still on the hill where he makes him a barrel or two. The birds up in the sky get so drunk they can't fly from smelling that good old Mountain Dew. Well, they call it that good old Mountain Dew, and in that refuse it are few. I'll hush up my mug if you fill up my jug with that good old Mountain Dew. Well, my Uncle Mort, he is sawed off and short. He measures about 4 foot two. But he thinks he's a giant when he gets him a pint of that good old Mountain Dew. Will he call it that good old Mountain Dew, and them that refuse it are few. I'll hush up my mug if you fill up my jug with that good old Mountain Dew. Will he call it that good old Mountain Dew, and them that refuse it are few. I'll hush up my mug if you fill up my jug with that good old Mountain Dew.
Thank you.
Thank you. When the train pulled into the station, rolled up his sleeves, rising up the bow, fiddle upside down, orange blossom special. If you want to make a living, then you got to put on a good show. When he smelled the smoke and the cinders, slick his hair back, open up his case. He played Cherokee fiddle, played for the whiskey. Good whiskey never let him lose his place. He was always there, playing for the miners. Devil's Dream was a tune they understood. Then he'd go back to Oklahoma and wait till the train was running and the weather was good. When he smelled the smoke and the cinders, slick his hair back, open up his case. He played Cherokee fiddle, played for the whiskey. Good whiskey never let him lose his place. Now the Indians are dressing up like cowboys, and the cowboys are putting leather and turquoise on. And the music is sold by lawyers, and the fools who fiddle in the middle of the stations are gone. Some folks say they'll never miss them. The fiddle screech like the engine brakes. Old Cherokee fiddle gone forever, like the music that the whistle on an old locomotive makes. So when you smell the smoke and the cinders, slick your hair back, open up your case. Play Cherokee fiddle,
wait for the whiskey. Good whiskey never lets you lose your place. Good whiskey never lets you lose your
Thank you very much. We've got lots of people coming up here to entertain you this evening, and so we're going to make way for some of them, do one more here and close out our portion of the show. We're going to be here all day tomorrow for workshops and a show also, so we'll see some of you again, I hope. We thought we'd do a couple of standards in this one. I think Mountain Dew is certainly in the category of old standards, songs that everybody knows. I think this one probably falls into that category as well, so you can help us out and sing along this with this sad song we're going to wrap it up with.
Cold and cloudy day, when I saw that hearse arriving for to carry my mother away. Will the circle be unbroken by and by, Lord, by and by? There's a better home awaiting in the sky, Lord, in the sky. I followed along behind them, trying to hold up and be brave. But I could not hide my sorrow when they laid her in the grave. Will the circle be unbroken by and by, Lord, by and by? There's a better home awaiting sky, Lord, in the sky.
We see a lot of mouths moving. We want to hear you sing when it comes back around.
I went home. My home was broken since my mother, she was gone. All my brothers and sisters crying for a home so sad and alone. Will the circle be unbroken by and by, Lord, by and by? There's a better home awaiting in the sky, Lord, in the sky, in the sky. Will the circle be unbroken by and by, Lord, by and by? There's a better home awaiting in the sky, Lord, in the sky. Will the circle be unbroken by and by, Lord, by and by? There's a better home awaiting in the sky, Lord, in the sky. In the sky, Lord, in the sky. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
I want to see how many of you are here for the first time tonight. Oh, my. How many of you?